given this week, and then just giving a couple points on this self-abandonment that Jesus spoke about tonight. The first message is the message Jesus gave on October 12th, which was the consecration to divine love. Don't eat all the cookies back there. No, Jesus didn't say that. Okay, this is the message. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today at last, I have come to give you the consecration to divine love. Here it is. My Jesus, divine love itself, I consecrate myself completely to you. In and through this consecration, I unite my soul to divine love, understanding that in so doing, I will be a martyr of love. I choose to seek only your good pleasure in the present moment, Jesus. Thus, I surrender to you my health, my appearance, and even my own comforts. Through this surrender, I pray that divine love will be victorious in every heart. Enfolded within this consecration to your divine love, sweet Jesus, find my yes to the divine will of God in every moment and every breath. I seek nothing that you would not have me seek. I love no person, place, or thing beyond your will for me. I embrace every cross you permit and cherish every grace you provide. Amen. And then on the 14th, Jesus gave us this prayer, and he would like us to recite the consecration to divine love and this prayer daily. And he said, if we do that, we'll be given a special angel to help us live out the consecration. So that's another angel. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit of God, I come before you as I have consecrated my body and soul to divine love. I ask your assistance in living out this consecration in every present moment. Help me to surrender to every cross and to recognize and respond to every precious grace you place in my life. Through my consecration to divine love, I beg your assistance in annihilating my own will and living in your divine will. Amen. And then Jesus said, Sister, I am Jesus born incarnate. I have come bearing this promise. Recite this prayer with the consecration to divine love daily, and you will receive an angel by your side to assist you in faithfulness to the consecration. So, today Jesus got a little deeper into what divine love involves. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My sister, there are many chambers in my heart of hearts, which is divine love. The door to each chamber is unlocked through self-will, self-surrender. Each doorway leads you deeper into divine love, deeper into my heart, until the soul reaches the deepest, most intimate chamber of divine union and compliance with the divine will of God. In this most intimate chamber, the soul knows me as never before. He has no want save to love me more. His happiness is my happiness. He is willing to sacrifice anything to console me. Few reach this chamber. The first door the soul must open is perhaps the most difficult. Through the flame of my mother's heart, the soul recognizes its faults and failings. By a movement of free will, he decides to overcome his weaknesses. to let them be burned away through the flame of holy love. Yes, the first doorway to divine love is holy love. It is the purgative stage. The soul may open this door quite committed to the path he sees before him. But because he gives in to Satan's temptations, finds himself outside the first door again. It's like a revolving door, I guess. Over and over, he may have to recommit to holy love. Finally, he will be less tempted to old weaknesses. He will recognize them and avert them. Now he can approach the first door to divine love. Once through this doorway, a great peace comes upon the soul. He is able to go deeper into prayer. He is more aware of the grace of the present moment. Indeed, he is able to recline in my heart and find a respite herein. He does not take joy in so-called worldly pleasures anymore. His joy is in me. The soul drifts along in this sea of calm, recognizing more frequently the difference between his wants and his needs. In this chamber, the soul has few wants. Sister, meditate on the consecration until it becomes a part of you. Study all I have said thus far concerning the consecration to divine love. I'm blessing you. So I found a couple things in this year with the saints under union, which we're told is pretty difficult to achieve. This is on holy abandonment, and this is a quote from Teresa of Avila. In this holy abandonment springs up that beautiful freedom of spirit which the perfect possess, and in which there is found all the happiness that can be desired in this life. For in fearing nothing and seeking and desiring nothing of the things of the world, they possess all. And then it goes on with this story about St. Francis of de Sales. One of the most beautiful souls was that of St. Francis of de Sales. In whatever happened to him, he always showed as much satisfaction as if all had gone according to his wishes. For example, when a fierce persecution had been raised against him and the order he had founded, he wrote thus to St. Francis de Chantel, "I leave all these opposing blasts to the providence of God. Let them blow or cease, as shall please him. Tempest and calm are equally dear to me. If the world did not speak ill of us, we would not be the servants of Christ." And then it's quoting Father Alvarez, who never thought about what was to happen to him. And if any thought of this kind offered itself, he would say, "It will be as God wills." Then raising his heart to God, he would add, "O Lord, I wish for nothing but to please thee and satisfy thee." And then St. Francis de Sales again, "When we have totally abandoned ourselves to the pleasure of God, submitting without any reserve our will and affections to his dominion, we shall see our souls so united to his divine majesty that we shall be able to say with that perfect model of Christians, St. Paul, 'In myself I no longer live, but Jesus Christ in me.'"